In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refuses.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the budget, Joe Biden has proposed a budget of $753 billion in defense spending and $769 billion in non-defense spending. Defense spending is almost about half of our budget. The money that he's allocated for defense spending, $753 billion, is 1.7%, a 1.7% increase over last time. That is essentially, given inflation, just a holding pattern. Doesn't really reduce it, doesn't raise it. It says that it's just right, and just right. And I agree with him on that. The $769 billion in non-defense spending is a 16% increase over last time, and I agree with that too. This is in addition, by the way, the coronavirus relief package of $1.9 trillion, and it's an addition to the infrastructure package of well over $2 trillion. So if you can see this kinds of spending we've had to do to get our way out of this coronavirus, and there were also several trillion even when Trump was president, our whole budget is only about $1.6 trillion. That's our whole budget. Now, why are we spending $753 billion for defense? Who is opposing it, and why do I think they're wrong? Bernie Sanders is opposing it, says it should be a lot less. Ilhan Omar is opposing it. The squad's opposing it, that kind of thing. The left of the Democratic Party is opposing it. Actually, they are Democratic Socialists. They are aligned with the Democratic Party, but they do not represent the thinking of the Democratic Party on socialism or any other issue, in my view. Here's the reason. The point that's being made is we are spending between 10 and 14%, or I should say 10 or 14 times the amount any other country is spending for defense. And in the aggregate, we're spending more than many of the countries in the world combined. The reason we have to do that is if we did not spend money on defense, if we went to Fortress America, there is no such thing as fair play in foreign policy or military affairs. There's no such thing as the Marquess of Queensberry rules. That was a phrase from the 19th century where in boxing, they had to come up with some kind of rudimentary rules, and they did, called the Marquess of Queensberry rules. I mean, it's not, the truth of the matter is, the Russians in a heartbeat would be into Europe, not just Ukraine, if it weren't for us. In a heartbeat, if it weren't for our military capability, the Chinese would be in Taiwan, Australia, the Philippines, wherever they wanted. And if it weren't for us, jihadist regimes in the Middle East and Asia would swarm into more neighbors and oppress them. And the truth is that the authoritarian regimes, which have always been with us in one form or another, and are especially with us now, have no sense of fair play. They have absolutely no sense of moderation, and they will do what they can get away with. They will do what they can get away with. Now, our objective should not be to use this military power. Our objective is to use financial power, our values, our example, and diplomacy. War is simply an extension of diplomacy by other means. We should never have to get there. But you cannot do effective diplomacy without military to back it up. And our military has got to be so overwhelming that none of them can take the chance of crossing it, none of them. And let me give you a couple of examples of China and Russia and the problems they have. Russia has one aircraft carrier. It was in the Mediterranean, and it broke down. Our Navy supplied them with fresh water, the Russians, in the Mediterranean while they tried to repair their aircraft carrier. In Syria, when they were bombing, they pulled their aircraft carrier, docked it, offloaded the planes, and then they flew the planes off of airfields in Syria. They can't fly them off their aircraft carrier. They don't know how to. The Chinese have one aircraft carrier. Now they're constructing two. But the truth of the matter is, to run an aircraft carrier, have planes taking off and landing in the middle of the night in stormy weather and all that, not only takes skill, but it takes integrity in the supply system. It takes discipline. And you have a communist country like mainland China, where basically the supplier is liable to be the president's brother-in-law, and he supplies cheap goods. Everybody's demoralized. They don't know how to do it. Their submarines, Russian submarines, on occasion sink. There was one that sank, and the Swedes and the U.S. said, we'll help raise it. Putin was on vacation. He said, no, this is about 18 years ago. No. The relatives are desperate. They go, there's only about 36 hours of oxygen left. No, we'll take care of it. We're not having foreigners raise it. It wasn't raised till months later. These people have been dead a long time. That is how defective the culture is in these countries. And so we do not want them thinking that we can't annihilate them if we have to. We don't want to annihilate them. That's the point. We want to be friends. Their people are good people. But you cannot let up your guard for a single minute, not a single minute. Our non-defense spending under Biden is more than our defense spending, and that's exactly how it should be. And we intervene when there's coronavirus and infrastructure issues. That's exactly how it should be. But for those on the left who think that somehow we should reduce defense spending, they're dead wrong. They are dead wrong, because all they're going to end up doing is seeing China in the Philippines, Taiwan, and Australia, and Russia into Europe. Can't have that. They have to understand that they have these defective systems, and we're not going to tolerate their spread around the Western civilization. Coming to a break, lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Life for me and you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it too.